USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. The $9 billion medical miracle that never existed. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos, on Monday was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud against certain investors by a California jury. Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Some lawmakers are open to the idea of impeaching President Biden on the grounds of dereliction of duty.
On the latest episode of his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, the Texas senator said he puts the odds at a Republican Party victory in the House at 90%. And Cruz also predicts impeachment of President Joe Biden would be on the table soon after they take their oath of office. Senator Cruz said there are multiple grounds to consider for impeaching Biden, including his utter lawlessness in enforcing the southern border. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Residents of Texarkana, Texas, were surprised when small fish started falling out of the sky. According to state officials, the animals were likely caught up in a water spout. The city posted the incident on its Facebook page last week. According to National Geographic, these events happen when water spouts move over land and begin to lose energy. Everything that was sucked up into them starts to fall out. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is much more than a humanitarian issue. The amount of drugs entering the country is astronomical and deadly to our youth.
For the first time in America's history, federal law enforcement stationed at the borders intercepted more smuggled fentanyl than heroin over the last year. Not only were the fentanyl seizures at the highest levels ever recorded, but fentanyl overdoses within the United States also hit new highs, indicating the success that transnational criminal organizations had in pushing their deadly products to the public. Derek Maltz is a former DEA agent.
Restricted warfare, and they're using the Mexican cartels as a proxy to kill our future generation. Our future military, our doctors, our lawyers, our teachers. We are losing 100,000 Americans a year, 275 to 300 a day. The vast majority is from the poisonous fentanyl. The cartels and the social media facilitation, they're operating with impunity right now. We need to be much more aggressive. Mexican cartel poison is inundating our communities, and the kids are being deceived.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
The FDA on Monday gave its okay to Pfizer booster shots for kids ages 12 to 15 as part of a series of new recommendations. The FDA-approved booster must now get the okay from the CDC. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.